This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers that are going to be very busy bringing supplies in and out of Louisiana, Mississippi, and now Alabama, which is getting flooding. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's go right to the phone lines, and we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we go to the telephone caller, I want to say good morning and hello to Jason in Seattle, Washington, who just sent me a message. And Jason, keep on listening. Thanks for the good comments there. All right, let's go to Mary. And Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I'm the reader of the Internet these days because mainstream media has done such a great thing about pushing people away from the truth, so to speak, that you can't even watch it anymore. But I saw something interesting about the weather, speaking of that hurricane. And if you just listen, it's very interesting. Katrina, 82905. Gustav, 82908. Isaac, 82912. Harvey, 82917. Ida, 82921. All those hurricanes have that same date.
I found that kind of interesting.
So not really sure about that, but with the nefarious.
Mary, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, Mary. They're doing things. It's a conspiracy.
Could be.
I know.
That's what happens when you have mainstream media that doesn't tell you the truth.
Yeah, I got you. But, okay. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. By the way, Mission Barbecue today, folks. Have lunch with the Captain, Wes Waters, if you want to stop by. These things happen like that every now and then. We're in the middle of hurricane season, and for a while, Florida was when you could almost predict that there was going to be a storm in certain parts of Florida because of what happened when we had the three hurricanes that one year. I forget what the heck year it was, but we had back-to-back-to-back, Charlie, Floyd, and Gladys, and it really tore this state up.
Well, exactly. And sometimes, you know, in nature you find some of these these patterns, you know, and they just seem to these storms seem to be formulating under similar conditions, similar times of the year.
Now, I'm going to get back to Afghanistan in a minute, but I got to start with this one. Mr. Blinken, little old Mr. Blinken, the Secretary of State, I guess we can call him Winkin' Blinken, just for the hell of it. He's confirmed everything that you thought about Biden's Afghanistan disaster in one awful sentence, and what he had to say, of course, to disaster of President Biden's presidency. The worst day of all is Afghanistan disaster. That's reinforced anything to those of us who warned you from the early days about his equally disastrous presidential campaign and the likely consequences of a guy that was getting nowhere near the Oval Office. And of course, the problem is that while Biden has bloviated, mostly lied all of his life about everything he accomplished as a career politician in Washington, D.C., he reminds me of Barney Fife, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
He boasted, well, I've had nearly 50 years of foreign policy experience. Now that rings as hollow as anything Corn Pop's pal has ever bragged about. And most of all, there's a reality to all of this. There's all the difference in the world between 50 years of experience and 50 years of competency.
Well, sure. Yeah, and one of the things that Biden's accomplished to a great degree, and I'm not trying to be flip here, but he's actually worse than Obama on these things.
Yeah.
It's really a sight to see.
And when it comes to incompetency, the current occupant of the White House checks all of the boxes, including installing equally inept people in his administration. One of the best examples being the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Calling Blinken a hapless clown would be a disservice to the hapless clowns out there. And from my observation, back in November of 2020, Blinken and Biden represented decades of unmitigated failure that made them an ideal policy team, like Jake Tapper's interview with Blinken earlier this month. Remember that one?
Right.
He said, my colleague Nick Aroma noted at the time, shows how delusional Team Biden is on Afghanistan, the never-for-ready primetime player. As incompetent as anyone else in Joe's starting lineup, and that's saying a hell of a lot. That said all you needed to know about Blinken, about the foreign policy, and about Joe Biden. They had no clue.
Well, they have no clue, Captain, and they have no leadership in the sense that I don't think anybody, and I mean Democrats included, who would be perhaps looking to try to shore up Biden and Blinken, but there's no fire in the ability, and there's no leadership coming from them.
But remember, the Taliban has said all Americans and all foreigners and all allies will be okay, and we're going to take care of them, and we'll help them get out of the country. Sure. Keep watching, folks. Keep watching. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy. Take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Roger that. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. Remember, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there, right on the front page. And when you click on that, it's going to open up to about 18 or 20 different items with an insanely low price on everything. You're going to find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there, too, as well, things that you might even know that they had. Now, all you got to do to get the low prices is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Or if you want to talk to somebody, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Specials tab on that home page. It'll take you to all the different items there that you can save a bunch of money on. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. And you better buy some Giza sheets, folks, before Kyle buys them all up.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I'm getting the Giza sheets to go along with my MyPillows.
Now, right. I'm very well versed in emergency management because of what I've done over the years in the fire service, correct?
That's true, yes.
And yesterday, Joe Biden sat down at FEMA to conduct a meeting, and he was supposed to have, I guess, somebody else with him, but he didn't realize that when they meant with him, it didn't mean sitting in the room with him. It meant
hanging up on the big screen, hooked up in like a Zoom meeting with him, right?
Yeah, right, yep.
So he was lost to begin with. And they told him that, you know, he had to pick up the sheet, or they told him something about, well, it's on the sheet, pick that up and start whatever. So it was obvious he had not looked at anything that was in front of him at all. And he was winging it right off the bat. And he got several things wrong, including calling the gentleman that was sitting there, who was a black man, what'd he call him, Kyle?
Well, he was one of the senior advisors, named a man named Cedric Richmond. And Biden actually referred to him, and these were his words, not ours, as boy.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Well, and again, because this is Biden off script, Biden winging it, as you're talking about.
That's right.
He had the binder in front of him, and he tried to run down some of the talking points, but it was really nothing more than a regurgitation of known sort of news items. It wasn't anything that you'd expect just to hear from the President of the United States, and he was completely unprepared. And what's the boot, Captain? He had this mask hanging off his left ear for a little while before he finally
took
it
down. That was stupid.
Yeah, and so again, I think, as we talked about, I mean, Biden has these obvious medical issues that are going on, and I think it's starting to show to take its toll. He's being run too hard on this, and he's having a hard time keeping up.
He is the last guy I would want to have in charge of an emergency.
Right.
Especially something like this hurricane.
Right. Well, that Zoom call thing was more of a press opportunity.
That's what it was. But yeah. the governor of Mississippi, he goes, and okay there, Gov, tell us about what you need there, Gov. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. It's a little more businesslike might have been a little more appropriate.
He's a dope.
Well, if he's put out in front of the cameras. Now, also, remember what happened at FEMA just a couple of days ago when he got asked about Afghanistan, when he said he'd take some questions, but then he slapped the podium, and I'm not talking about Afghanistan. And when he turned around, Captain, he had that look of,
He went the wrong way. He walked over into a corner where he couldn't go the way he wanted to go, and he had to turn around, and he looked around to see what was going on, and then they said, over here, Mr. President.
Right.
And they got him back over there where he made it look like he was waving at the people that were on the other side of the glass.
Right.
Again, this is really bad. We have a leader on the national stage that looks like a moron, and everybody knows it's because he's suffering from old age, dementia, whatever you want to call it, okay? He's got a problem. He's not qualified to be the president. And I'll say it again. It's time to think about impeaching the guy or using the 25th Amendment. And I don't care if the next one up is Kamala Harris. I don't care. She would be better, at least temporarily, than listening to Biden make a fool out of himself because he's embarrassing our country.
Well, and at the same time, too, he continues. This isn't a one-off thing, but he constantly talks about how they've told me to do this. They will tell me not to do that or whatever. I don't know who I'm supposed to call on you, but not you. Just paraphrasing, but it is definitely, if this were any other president, people would ask the question, well, who's telling you that? Why are you being told? But for Biden, he has to be protected by the media at all times.
Now, after the last plane took off at 3:29 yesterday from Kabul, this is what Donald Trump had to say. He released a press release at 3:30. It says, never in history has a withdrawal from war been handled so badly or incompletely as the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. In addition to the obvious, all equipment should have been demanded to be immediately returned to the United States, and that includes every penny of the $85 billion in cost. It's not to be handed back. We should either go with the unequivocal military force to get it or bomb the hell out of it, destroy it all wherever it is. Nobody ever thought such stupidity as this feeble brain withdrawal was possible. That's Donald Trump.
Well, that's a very good statement from former President Trump because, Captain, the American people, I think, realize the common sense of that. You don't leave behind all that weaponry. And then, of course, seeing the man hanging from the helicopter, I think, says it all about exactly what the Taliban will do now that it's literally one of the best armed forces in the earth. They certainly are definitely up in the upper echelons now.
And then I'll bet you didn't know that one of the desperately needed aircraft that they needed to fly people out of Kabul was used by the Energy Secretary Jennifer Grantham on a special mission to the Ukraine, which shouldn't have been a special mission at all. They had to take one of the planes away from flying people in and out, which meant that an extra, whatever it is, couple hundred, 300 people that would have flown on that plane weren't able to go out. Maybe that would have been the 200 that are sitting there now. You think?
Well,
but instead, they had to use a plane to fly Energy Secretary Jennifer Grantham to a climate change meeting in the Ukraine. You got to be joking.
Well, I'll say this, right? Climate change, that's the real enemy, Captain, not the terrible Taliban or the ISIS-K or all this stuff.
So we got 200 or 300 people that couldn't get on a plane for whatever reason, and here's the plane they could have got on that never got there.
Because, Captain, it's the elitist mentality. You know, we want it. This is ours. We're going to use it. This other thing that's happening over there, we've already washed our hands of it. That's how I think they look at things like that.
I, me, my. That's the bunch.
Yeah.
I got no use for them.
That's right. The very fact, and you're right, what is going to happen to those 200 people that couldn't get out, whether they be American citizens or Afghan partners?
Well, does anybody other than me remember the orange jumpsuits?
Right.
That's going to be part of it. They don't have a beach.
Yeah.
But that's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
The orange jumpsuits.
There's that horrible picture when they executed all those people.
Because I'm telling you, the Taliban cannot control, nor do they want to, the Al-Qaeda or the ISIS-X people, the ISIS-K people that are there. They don't want to control them there. They've come back with a vengeance. They want to be able to operate out of there and do things outside the country, a.k.a. inside the United States.
Well, what should scare us very much, Captain, is the very same people who didn't think that the Taliban would take over so fast, et cetera, are the very same people who will say, we don't think they have a global reach, you know, the ISIS-K, these kinds of groups.
And I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind that some of those people that got on the planes that they weren't able to vet, some of them are Taliban, some of them may be ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And how are you going to prove that they're, you know, they're going to say, oh, I am Sawami the Shoemaker from Sawamiville or something like that, whatever the hell they're going to say, something stupid. How are you going to prove they're not?
Well, right. Well, again, and look at what's happened at the southern border. The Biden administration cares not who comes across the border. This is no different.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back. If you want to opine, I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number during this sequence right here. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. Remember, have lunch with the captain today. Mission Barbecue, West Waters, Tampa.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Governor John Bel Edwards.
He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. Regional supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the hardest-hit areas by the storm. The company estimates that 90% of its customers would see power restored sooner. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. And the European Union has proposed new travel restrictions that could severely restrict travel for unvaccinated Americans. The body passed a non-binding resolution Monday that would remove the U.S. from a list of countries whose citizens can visit member states without additional coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. Team G'day.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office, off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, car you're driving, truck you're driving. Tell you what, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, and they can even help you lower your policy by going to the adding your homeowner's renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy on there, too, and you'll dramatically lower the price of your insurance. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and give them a chance to see if they could save you money like they have me and many, many, many other people. All righty, back to the phone line, and Kyle Warren, a professor politics is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. We have a caller on the line, and I'm going to go to that caller right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name's Don. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Don. What's up?
Hey, has anyone ever thought that they want to keep Joe Biden as president until November, and then when Kamala Harris gets in, that she can finish out that term and then run for two more terms after that?
Yep, we've talked about that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's far-fetched. I mean,
the problem, Don, is she's got to get elected first. I mean, she'll get appointed, but then she's got to get elected to a term, and I'm telling you, the woman's not popular enough to do it.
I know she's not. If they keep cheating like they do, then
well, that's up to us. That's up to us to stop that, and we know what the cheating's about now. They did find out what these machines were doing. So now we'll see if they figured it out, because there's a lot of changes that have been made very quietly behind the scenes with the voting laws, and the Democrats aren't liking what's going on, but hey, too bad.
True. Well, thank you, Captain. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, take care, Don. All right, and you know that, don't you, Kyle, that there's been, while we've been talking about all these different things that went on, there's been some different things going on in states, legislative bodies that have made changes to the voting laws, and more coming, for that matter.
Well, right. And, you know, to what Don was saying, yeah, I do think that they are aware of the idea that it would allow Kamala Harris to run for two more terms. But I think you're right, Captain, as well, because, Captain, can you imagine her trying to do an actual presidential press conference?
Let me try. You ready?
Yep.
I did part of it.
Well, yeah, and you got it down pat. That's exactly how it would start, and that's the middle, and that's the end.
Yeah. I mean, the woman is just. And by the way, name one thing that she did while she was a senator.
Yeah, that's crickets on that. And again, it's just that I think if the American people and the voters, Republican and Democrat alike, were to see her in that view, I think their eyes would be open. She can't even hardly talk to the press outside of the airplane. I mean, that's how bad it is, and I can't imagine her stepping in and trying to do that kind of press conference at the very least.
Now, folks, there is a way to get this going. There is a way to get this going and let these people know that we mean business. There's two telephone numbers I want you to write down here. One of them is for the House of Representatives, your congressman or woman in Washington, D.C. The number is 202-224-3121. That number again, 202-224-3121. That's the switchboard for the House of Representatives. You give them your zip code, you get your congressman or woman, whoever it is. Now, the Senate, the number is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the Senate switchboard. You give them your zip code, and you'll get either one of the two senators that you've got, or you might be able to talk to both. Call them, and then call back and get the other one. Now, Kyle, a majority of voters now say that Joe Biden lacks the physical and mental capacity to be president, and that others are making key White House decisions for him. I don't doubt that for a minute.
Well, you know, Captain, again, when the president himself keeps saying he's been instructed, this kind of thing, he plays himself off as being some kind of ceremonial figurehead of the American government. But people are they're tapping into this, and these poll numbers should be alarming to everybody,
well,
because of what it really means behind the scenes here.
3 months ago, his polling numbers, his approval numbers were up 14% where they're at the lowest level now. 41% on one, 42% on another, 45% on another, 48% on another. But that's as much as 14 points below where it was 3 months ago. And this all has to do with two different things. Number one is his handling of Afghanistan, right?
Right.
And number two is the economy and the price of gasoline, which, by the way, wait till you hear this, okay? We've had a storm, right?
Yeah.
Well, there sits gasoline today, right now, wholesale price of gasoline, $2.31 a gallon. Didn't take long, did it?
Nope.
That's just 2 cents below the all-time high level. That's without the taxes, I might add. And then diesel is $2.14 a gallon. Now, this diesel was below $2 a gallon a week ago.
Yep, exactly.
Now it's back up to $2.14, so it's gone up 14. Let's see, what was it, 197. Okay, so it's gone up 17 cents.
Exactly. Well, all these things are just devastating to the American consumer, for sure, especially as we're trying to get out of COVID and all this stuff and try to get people back to work, those people who actually want to go back to work. But I do think this, Captain, that with the Biden administration, they think they're going to turn some corner and get out of the all of the Afghanistan stories, mm-hmm. and so they can go back.
They are not going to do it. You know why?
Why is that?
Because thanks to Biden's heartless incompetence, hundreds of Americans remain trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, that is something that is absolutely to the very heart.
And here's the other part. Thousands of our Afghan allies, we didn't get them all out.
Nope, which means it goes to trust. Because what happens, Captain, in another conflict where we make promises and so forth, they're not going to believe us, and we're not going to be able to accomplish
and
it.
And some of the people that we got out weren't even the ones we were supposed to get out, the SIV, the people with the SIVs, the SIVs, they call them.
Right.
They're finding out now they got people at some of these military bases that weren't even on the list to begin with.
Right.
They just pushed them on the plane.
That's right. Well, and if you really press
so they got the wrong people out.
Yeah, and if you really press that kind of stuff, what you'll get back is, well, the Trump administration didn't do all that right, or that kind of stuff.
This is why I'm telling people right now, because we know we didn't get the right people out, because when we go to check them, to vet them, to look for whatever they got, to see if they're on a list, they're on nothing, okay? These folks, some of them are going to be the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS-K. Mark my words.
Yes, and it's a very, very, very dangerous situation.
And we're going to let them in.
Of course, yeah. Of course. So, again, and by the way, Captain, we're not seeing anybody in any capacity be reprimanded for this. Nobody's talking about any failure of communication. They're not taking any responsibility for the things, the devastating things, which, of course, most importantly, the death of 13 U.S. service members. We're not hearing anybody say anything about that from the government. I think it's disingenuous.
One guy got fired. It was a battalion commander of the Marines that got killed. He got fired for whatever.
Well, right, but and then you've got the one lieutenant colonel who spoke out, basically.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, that's but what I'm talking about is the.
By the way, they're giving him a psychological evaluation.
Well,
they're not just going to let him resign his commission and walk away. They're giving him a psychological evaluation.
Well, of course not. He's been critical of the Biden administration.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, a little bit more. A little bit more Giddy Up Go music. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, and they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Appreciate them very much doing that for me. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, where we take a look at the weather, and certainly we got plenty of it. By the way, I will mention in this hour, there is another would-be hurricane, if you will, coming our way. It's named Kate, but it looks like it's going to go stay out to the open sea more. Maybe find Bermuda, but it looks like it's going to stay away from us for a while at least. And then behind it, about another week to 10 days, is another system that's got a 90% chance of becoming a tropical storm or worse. So this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. And if they're really nice, they'll give you a cup of coffee. They're supposed to anyway. But if not, just walk over to the kiosk and join the Driver's Club. And that way you'll get the points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and whatever you buy in the store as well there. And you'll be able to add them up there and start getting a whole bunch of discounts on the products that you buy. Okay, here we go. This is an old Tea Party song. I found it, dug it out, and here we go.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away.
nothing to say. We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking, and we got something to say. We were founded on the rule of law, liberty, and God. And if you think
that is Bruce Ballot, and that's We Ain't Going Away, and that's an old Tea Party song there, Kyle.
That's right, yeah.
I just sent it to you. You can use it on your radio show.
I sure will.
All righty. Well, now, let me take a look real quick, turn you loose. What's going on out west?
All right, Captain. Well, we're looking at, of course, air quality alerts, smoke from wildfires throughout the state of Wyoming. Air quality alerts continue on down through Denver. But flash flood watches are in effect in western New Mexico, southern Utah, all over the state of Arizona, into the Las Vegas area as well, and parts of southern California. So be careful. You could get some heavy rainfall in those areas, depending on conditions, and so you want to be aware of that. But, of course, we also have these evacuations going on in the South Lake Tahoe, the entire city under evacuations. This is going to be around Highway 50, Highway 89, just south of Lake Tahoe, and we have very bad conditions, low humidity, gusty winds there as the Caldor fire burns very, very quickly. So that, unfortunately, is going to be a really a traffic-y area for sure, as people literally are fleeing, as many homes are also in the sites of this fire. So definitely be careful of that. We also have fire weather warning in southern Idaho tonight near Rexburg, also near Pocatello as well.
Now, in South Dakota, along I-90, across from about halfway across the state all the way across towards the Iowa and the Minnesota border, you've got a lot of rain. You've got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings over there. You've also got some flood watches and warnings through there, so be careful there. And then down on I-80 in Nebraska, in about 50 miles from the Colorado border, all the way across to Iowa right now, all the way across to Iowa, you have got flooding, flash flooding. You've got what looks like as if there might be a tornado warning in there somewhere, because the little yellow boxes I'm looking at usually mean a tornado, but certainly severe storms if nothing else. So that's something you need to be paying attention to. Now, in the southern part of Iowa tonight, you've got some flash flood watches down there, probably along I-35 if you're coming up towards Des Moines. Just before you get there, you're going to have some flood watches and warnings in the area. And there appears to be a severe thunderstorm warning off in the southwest corner of Iowa as that is moving to the east. Now, where did Ida go? Well, let's see. Ida is pretty much over in Alabama right now, encompassing all of Alabama. So if you're going up and down Mobile on I-65 tonight, up through Tennessee, up through Kentucky, you're going to have a little bit of an adventure, because there's going to be a lot of rain, heavy rain coming down. And then that rain is also going now over the next day or two. It'll find its way into the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, It'll get West Virginia. It'll get the southeast corner of Ohio. It'll get the eastern third of Pennsylvania. It'll also get Jersey and Maryland, the mountains of Maryland. Looks like it might get Delaware, rain going there, on up through Jersey, on up to New York City, up to Poughkeepsie, New York, and then straight east over to Boston, and then this thing will go out to sea, and that'll be the end of it. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Okay, now we'll go to the telephone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we 3:29 yesterday afternoon, the last aircraft left. The general hopped on the back with the ambassador. Away they went, and the bad guys tried to take some pot shots at us.
I'm not sure that they were necessarily pot shots.
Well, they were rockets. They didn't hear what they were aiming at, but they were rockets.
I saw where they were, you know, shooting off a lot of weapons to mm-hmm. celebrate the fact that all of their efforts
yep.
against the West were successful and that they defeated yet another empire.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're 3 for 3.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here, but the way that we've left things, it's just so embarrassing. I feel so bad, especially for the Marines and the Navy personnel and the Army, that their coffins were brought back. It's just unbelievable. And those families, you talk about hurting. This adds insult to injury. But nobody has anything to be ashamed of that served in the war, the Afghanistan war. Nobody, because that was a war that nobody could really win. It wasn't fought that way.
Well, I think we could have won. I mean, we proved that
yep.
we...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, it was winnable.
Yep.
But we lost the sight of what winning is.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that we won, if you want to know the truth, was the Gulf War Part 1 with Schwarzkopf.
Yeah, I went back to Grenada and Panama, which were a little something different things, but... Because I brought Ronald Reagan into the deal when I talked about earlier, but that's okay. And you are right about GHW. You are right. Read my lips. No, that's the only thing that cost him getting reelected.
Well, you know, Schwarzkopf, you know, he was given a mission.
Yep.
Nobody got in his way.
Nope.
You know, it was the last tank war that we really had.
Mm-hmm.
But we won.
We sure
won
did.
In short order.
Yep, we sure did. And Yep. And I remember Colonel John Saputo. You guys down there in Sarasota know who Colonel John is. Yep. His amphibious group with their tanks. The job they did. All right, we're coming back with more on Denise Simon right after this break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.